这里面今天天气非常暖和。
But the warmth I'm speaking of is not simply from the sun, but from the people.
啊，这热情不单是来自太阳，而更来自我们这个教会的弟兄姐妹。
I want to thank my aunt for hosting us.
感谢我今接待我的住家。
And then Brother Kevin for just coordinating the youth retreat we had yesterday and today.
也感谢 Kevin 弟兄昨天来安排我们安排昨天和今天的这个野外的旅行。
And I've had the privilege to meet a few of you a little bit, and I've always enjoyed our conversations.
而且我有机会来认识更多的认识教会的几位弟兄姊妹，很好的交通。
I have good news for you.
我也给你们有一个好消息。
You have great youth in this church.
这个教会的这个青少年非常好。
We had a short retreat yesterday and today, and got to meet them, and found them really engaging and thoughtful. And yeah, you have great youth here.
我们昨天有一个旅行，今天早上一个旅行，我们发现我们的教会，我们的青少年非常的非常的好。
So if you're the parent of a youth, good job, keep up the good work.
如果你们是这些青少年的父母，你们做得非常好，继续努力。
I want to begin with a bit of a personal question.
所以今天早上要问一个稍微带点个人的问题。
But don't worry, you don't have to answer this question. I will, however, a little bit later.
但你不用回答我这个个人问题，但我要把我的一些过去的一些经历告诉你们。
Have you ever written a love song?
你们原来是不是写过情歌？
Or perhaps even more personal, have you ever been the object of a love song?
或者你们是不是别人为你写过情歌？
When I proposed to my wife, I wrote her a love poem.
所以当我向我太太求婚的时候，我曾经写过一个表示爱的一首小诗。
And frankly, the poem wasn't that good.
是这个诗呢，当然说写的不是特别好。
But it went better than the actual proposal itself.
但是呢，和这个求婚在一起就效果很好。
You see, for some reason, I thought it would be a good idea to propose in three different languages.
所以当我写这个求婚的时候，我想，也许用三种语言来求婚是个好主意。
So I looked up on the internet how to propose in Cantonese.
所以我在网上查如何用广东话来求婚。
So when I read what I had written down from the internet in my proposal, my wife simply, or my then girlfriend simply said, "What?"
当我用广东话求婚的时候，我那时候的女朋友，现在的妻子就跟我说写的什么。
So then I had a backup. I thought it would also be a good idea to propose in Mandarin. And so I also looked up on the internet how to propose in Mandarin.
So 就说那我们再试一下用普通话或者国语来求婚，我就在网上也查一下。
So when my Cantonese failed, I busted out my Mandarin and proposed and read that.
So 我就用这个把这个广东话翻译成普通话。
Then she responded, are you trying to propose to me?
对，我的女朋友就非常的疑惑，她说你到底是向我求婚吗？
So finally I proposed in English.
我最后是用英语来求婚。
And in a great moment of confusion, she said yes.
让她这个终于恍然大悟，说哦，原来是杨浩对我说了，也对我说是，答应了我的求婚。
You know, love songs have a certain formula, and they have a certain familiarity with them.
所以这个情歌呢，是有一定的格式和内容的。
Love songs follow a certain pattern.
所以它也就是写的时候要有一个公式在里面。
However, today we're going to look at a love song, but actually, this love song, as we'll see, doesn't always feel very loving.
今天我们要看的是一首情歌，但是呢，里面不单单只有情歌里面内容。
But ultimately, this love song will point to the greatest act of love ever.
实际上，这首情歌最后是要向我们指出神的爱。
So in Isaiah 5, we know it's a love song because in verse 1 it says, "I will sing a song for the one I love."
我们刚才读的以赛亚第五章，我们知道是一首情歌，因为一开始就是说我要为我所亲爱的唱歌。
And the genre that we see here in Isaiah 5 is similar to another love song that we see in the Bible.
所以这个以赛亚书第五章这个题材呢，就是和我们看到雅歌里面的题材是一样的。
Specifically, the book that comes just before Isaiah called the Song of Songs or the Song of Solomon.
所以在以赛亚书前面那章就叫雅歌，是所罗门所写的。
In fact, Isaiah uses some of the same imagery that is found in the Song of Songs.
所以在这个 以赛亚书这个情歌里面，以赛亚用的是在雅歌里面的一些情景来开始。
You may not find the imagery of a vineyard very romantic, but in fact, in the Song of Songs, the book opens and the book closes with that imagery of a vineyard.
对，你可能觉得葡萄园并不浪漫，但是在雅歌的开始和结束都是用葡萄园来开始和结束的。
So for example, in Song of Songs, chapter 1, verse 6, the woman says, Do not stare at me because I'm dark, because I am darkened by the sun. My mother's sons were angry with me and made me take care of the vineyards. My own vineyard I have neglected.
在雅歌第一章第六节，一个妇女是这样写的，不要因日头把我晒黑了就轻看我。我同母的弟兄向我发怒，他们使我看守葡萄园，我自己的葡萄园却没有看守。
And then at the very end of the book of Song of Songs, the woman speaks again, and in chapter 8, verses 11 and 12, she says, Solomon had a vineyard in Baal Haman. He let out his vineyard to tenants. Each was to bring for its fruit 1,000 shekels of silver. But my own vineyard is mine to give. The 1,000 shekels are for you, O Solomon, and 200 are for those who tend its fruit.
在雅歌结束的时候，第八章十一到十二节说，所罗门在巴利哈门有一葡萄园，他将这葡萄园交给看守的人，为其中的果子必交1000克舍的银子。我自己的葡萄园在我面前，所罗门啊，1000克舍的归你，200克舍的归看守果子的人。
And so in Song of Songs, that vineyard imagery, the woman says her body is a vineyard, and her body, this vineyard is hers to give.
所以这里面 说到的是这个妇女在讲她的身体是葡萄园，她可以把她的身体给她所爱的人。
And in a similar fashion, in Isaiah 5, the image of a vineyard is used metaphorically.
所以同样的在以赛亚书，这个葡萄园也是这样，在这隐喻的里面也是这样的比喻。
And as we'll see, this loved one has a vineyard and will do everything possible to help this vineyard succeed.
所以看这里看到他所爱的人有一个葡萄园，他愿为葡萄园做一切他能做的事。
So let me go back to Isaiah 5 now and listen to how the vineyard is prepared.
我们再回到以赛亚书第五章，看一下这个葡萄园是怎么样被预备的。
I will sing for the one I love a song about his vineyard. My loved one had a vineyard on a fertile hillside.
一开始就五章第一节到二节说，我亲爱的有葡萄园在肥美的山岗上。
He dug it up and cleared it of stones and planted it with the choicest vines.
他刨挖园子，捡去石头，栽种上等的葡萄树。
So notice he sought high quality land. My loved one had a vineyard on a fertile hillside. It's a high quality land there.
就你看到这个葡萄园的主人是先是去找一个肥美的土地。是在肥美的山岗上。
And he makes sure this land stays high quality because he digs it up, he clears it of stones. He wants to make sure this land where he's going to put the vineyard is high quality.
这个土地是非常好，这个园主也希望这个土地保持好的质量，所以他就刨挖葡萄园，也去捡去石头。
And he chooses high quality plant. The text says he planted it with the choicest of vines.
而且他也选了非常好的葡萄树，说栽种上等的葡萄树。
So he's preparing for the vineyard. He's making sure the land is high quality. He's planting high quality plants there.
所以这里面，他这个主人选了上好的土地，也维护这个土地，也栽种了上好的葡萄树。
But that's not all he does.
但这并不是他所有他做的。
He has a high commitment to and a high expectation of this vineyard.
他为这个葡萄树，做了很多事，他也对这个葡萄园有很高的期待。
In the middle of verse 2, he built a watchtower in it and cut out a wine press as well.
在第二节又接着他说在园中盖了一座楼，又凿出压酒池。
So usually in a vineyard, a simple shelter would have been used, but he builds a watchtower, a permanent structure rather.
所以一般的时候，葡萄园看守的只是一个茅草屋。但这个主人建了一个楼，是一个永久性的一个建筑。
Further, a wine press or a wine vat, a permanent place to store the wine, is constructed as well.
而且他也建了一个压酒池，这个压酒池可以用来永久的来储存酒。
So the owner of this vineyard is committed to this vineyard. He does everything he can to be committed, and he shows that he's going to be in this for the long term.
所以这个葡萄园的主人对这个葡萄园有很多的投入，他也有很高的期待。
In other words, the owner of the vineyard gives the vineyard every advantage he can.
所以这个葡萄园的主人对这个葡萄园做了所有他能做的事情。
Have you ever been in a relationship like that?
你是不是以前也在有同样的在同样的关系里面呢？
Maybe you had some bad relationships in the past, but now in this new relationship, you're going to invest in it well.
有可能你过去夫妻关系或者其他关系不太好，你希望开展一个新的关系。
In this relationship, you want to do things right.
在这个新的关系里面，你希望每件事情都做对。
So you start the relationship well. You start the relationship very intentionally.
所以你把这段关系有一个非常好的开始，你也会有很大的期待。
And you commit to this relationship for the long haul.
所以你对这段关系也有一个长期的承诺。
You have great expectations for this relationship.
你对这段关系也有很高的期待。
Maybe that's your marriage right now.
也许这就是你的现在的婚姻。
With this new year, you're thinking we're going to have a new year, a new turnover, a new leaf in our relationship.
现在正好是新年，你希望新年有新希望，我们又结出好的树，好的果子。
But it doesn't have to be a romantic relationship.
这个关系呢，可以是很多，不一定非要是情人的这种浪漫关系。
Maybe you're thinking I want to invest in my relationship with my parents.
你有可能说，我想跟我的父母处好关系。
With my siblings.
和我的兄弟姐妹处好关系。
With my friends.
和我的朋友处好关系。
The owner of the vineyard gives the vineyard every advantage he can think of.
所以葡萄园的主人对这个葡萄园尽其所能。
And understandably, he waits. He waits with great expectation.
所以他理所当然的，他也希望能是有一个好的收成。
Wouldn't you?
如果是你会怎么是不是也这样
After all that he has done, is there any reason why the vineyard would not yield a bountiful, wonderful crop?
所以对葡萄园做了这么多的事情，你理所当然希望这葡萄园给你一个非常好的收成。
For example, after you've invested in and cared for a relationship, is there any reason why that relationship wouldn't work out?
类似的，如果你在一个夫妻关系里面投入了很多，做了很多，那为什么这段夫妻关系不能给你一个好的感觉呢？
Or students, have you ever studied so hard for a test that you know you're going to do well?
如果你是一个学生，如果你学得非常努力，那么你是不是觉得你应该得到一个很好的成绩呢？
Or maybe some of you are gardeners. You're preparing right now for the spring, and you're going to plant well, and so you expect you're going to have a great and bountiful crop.
所以如果你要是在后院种花种草的话，如果你一开始就开始侍弄你的花草非常好，你也希望你的花草会给你带来好的收成。
And so understandably, at the end of verse 2, the text says, Then he looked for a crop of good grapes.
所以理所当然的，就像这个第二节说，他指望好的葡萄。
I wish I could tell you, he looked for a crop of good grapes, and he saw a bountiful harvest of grapes.
我希望我能够告诉你说，这个主人的确是看到了好的收成，也收到了好的收成。
I wish I could tell you that.
我希望我能够这样告诉你们。
But the text continues and says at the end of verse 2, but it yielded only bad fruit.
但是下面以赛亚书接着说葡萄园反倒结了野葡萄。
Notice the text doesn't say it just yielded nothing. Rather, the text says it yielded bad fruit, worse than nothing.
所以这段经文说不是说没有收成，而收成的是野葡萄。
Do you know Robbie Hart?
你们知不知道 Robbie Hart 这个人？
Robbie Hart is the character played by Adam Sandler in the 1998 film called The Wedding Singer.
所以 Robbie Hart 是1998年一个电影叫《婚礼歌手》的这么一个主人公。
So in this film, The Wedding Singer, Robbie is engaged to his longtime girlfriend called Linda.
所以在这个电影里面，这个 Robbie 和他的谈了好久的女朋友 Linda 订婚了。
However, on their wedding day,
但是在婚礼那天
，Linda changes her mind about Robbie and leaves him at the altar.
所以 Linda 呢改变了她的主意，离开了这个 Robbie， 把这个 Robbie 就晾在那儿了。
He loved her, but she didn't love him.
所以 Robbie 爱 Linda， 但 Linda 不爱 Robbie。
So the movie continues and chronicles the plight and the pain of Robbie Hart.
所以这个电影就是这样展开的，向我们告诉我们这个 Robbie 的困境和他的痛苦。
It's a very popular film.
所以这个电影当时非常热门。
On opening weekend, it was number two, just behind Titanic.
首映周啊，就排在仅仅排在泰坦尼克号之后。
Although it had only a budget of $18 million, it received $123 million worldwide.
所以这个电影当时的投入是1800万，最后票房收入是1亿2300万。
Why was this film so popular?
为什么这个电影这么受欢迎呢？
I think it was popular because we feel the pain of unrequited love. We feel the pain when love is not reciprocated.
因为我们观众都在看电影的时候感受到这种单相思的痛苦，感受到一种得不到回报的这种爱的痛苦。
Robbie loved Linda, but Linda did not love him.
Robbie 爱 Linda, 但 Linda 不爱 Robbie.
See if you can feel that same vibe, that same pain.In the rest of our text,
我们来看看在以赛亚书，我们是不是也能感受到同样的这种痛苦。
So in verses 3 and 4, the vineyard is assessed.
第三和第四节，这个葡萄园的主人对这个葡萄园有这么一个评价。
Verse 3, now you dwellers in Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge between me and my vineyard.
所以第三节说，耶路撒冷的居民和犹大人呢，请你们现今与我的葡萄园中断定是非。
So the owner of the vineyard makes this appeal to the people. Hey, you judge between me and my vineyard. And then he asks a rhetorical question in verse 4.
所以这个葡萄园的主人就对人说，你来判，为我判定是非。下面他就有一个反问。
Verse 4. What more could have been done for my vineyard than I have done for it?
这个反问是，我为我的葡萄园所做之外，还有什么可做的呢？
When I looked for good grapes, why did it yield only bad?
我指望结好葡萄，怎么倒结了野葡萄呢？
In other words, in verse 4, it's a statement, I did everything that could have been done. I gave the vineyard every possible advantage for it to succeed.
所以第四章的言外之意就是说，我为我的葡萄园做了所有我能做的一切。
The fault of the failed vineyard is not the fault of the owner. It is completely and totally on the vineyard itself.
葡萄园不结果实的原因绝对不是这个主人的问题，而是这个葡萄园本身的问题。
And when the vineyard failed, it failed miserably.
当这个葡萄园不结果实，后果是显然很悲惨的。
Reminded at the end of verse 4, when I looked for good grapes, why did it yield not just nothing, but rather, why did it yield only bad?
我们记得第四节是这样说的，我指望结好葡萄，结果倒结了野葡萄。
Then the owner judges the vineyard in verses 5 and following.
所以第五节到第六节，这葡萄园的主人是这么论断他的葡萄园的。
And notice how in verses 5 and 6 there's almost this reversal of all the preparation, of all the love that was given in verses 1 and 2.
所以你看第五节到第六节和第一节到第二节是个鲜明的对比。你看一下葡萄园主人是怎么做，以前是怎么做的，现在他要怎么做。
For example, in verse 5, he takes away, I will take away its hedge, and it will be destroyed.
第五节说，我必撤去篱笆，使它被吞灭。
In other words, he takes away the protection of the vineyard.
换句话说，就是他撤去了对葡萄园的保护。
In verse 6, he takes away the provision of the vineyard.
所以第六节他就拆毁了城环。
He won't prune it, he won't cultivate it, he'll let briars and thorns grow there.
所以第六节是他不再修理，不再除刨，也不再就任荆棘生长。
And then there's a twist at the end of verse 6.
是下面第六节的最后有一个双关语在里面。
Did you notice the twist as we read through the text a few minutes ago?
所以当我们一开始读这段圣经的章节的时候，你有没有注意到这个双关在里面？
Let me read it again and see if you catch it. At the end of verse 6, I will command the clouds not to rain on it.
第六节的最后是说，我也必命云不降雨在其上。
Now wait a minute. It's at this point that we're clued in that maybe this love song is a little bit. There's more to it than we thought.
所以这里面你可能就觉得，哦，有可能是这段情歌里面说的不单是葡萄园。
Because question, who and who alone commands the clouds?
那么谁一个人可以叫云不降雨呢？
Well, the answer is God alone.
那答案就是神，只有神。
For example, it's a beautiful sunny day. If I were to go outside right now and say, I'm going to command the clouds to make it rain right now.
所以今天比如外面天气很好，我到外面我说下雨，现在就下雨。
You would probably think that I'm a bit crazy.
你有可能以为觉得我是有点疯了。
Because God and God alone commands the clouds and causes it to rain.
因为只有神能够叫云下雨还是不下雨。
So what's going on in this love song?
所以那么这段第六节是到底是说的是什么呢？
Well, there's a great reveal that happens in verse 7.
所以第七节就告诉我们这个到底说的是什么。
Verse 7, the vineyard of the Lord Almighty is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah are the garden of his delight.
所以第七节说，第七节说，万军之耶和华的葡萄园就是以色列家，他所爱的树就是犹大人。
This is not a love song literally about a lover and a literal vineyard. This rather is about God's people.
所以这段圣经的章节并不是说字面上所讲的爱人或者是葡萄园。
Specifically, it's about God's people and their unfaithfulness.
实际上是讲的神的人和神的人的不敬虔。
God has done everything for them and shown them only love, but they have not only not returned the love, that is, given him nothing, but they've actually given him only sin.
所以神的子民，神对他们已经做了所有能做的，而且向他们只显出慈爱，但是神的子民，这些犹太人并没有归向神。
There's a parallel between verses 2 and 4 and 7.
所以这里面看到有一些类似的，在第二节、第四节、第七节有很多类似之处。
Remember, the owner in verses 2 and 4 looks for good grapes, but found only bad.
第二节和第四节讲到葡萄园的主人指望结好葡萄，但却收获了野葡萄。
But then in verse 7, at the very end, God looks for justice, but saw bloodshed. He looks for righteousness, but heard cries of distress.
在第七节里面说神指望的是公平，随之却有暴虐；指望的是公义，随之倒有冤声。
And there's a little play on words here.
在这里面有一些这个读音上的一些微妙的关系。
You see, in Hebrew, the words for justice and blood sound similar.
所以在希伯来发音里面，公义和暴虐发音差不多。
And righteousness and distress sound similar as well.
公义和冤声也是读起来差不多。
So one scholar has suggested the following in English. It would sound something like this. God looks for right, but saw riot. He looks for decency, but saw or heard despair.
So 有一个学者就建议这样的英文翻译。他说是指望的是正确，但收获的是暴虐；指望的是礼仪，收获的是绝望。
So this love song, some would suggest this would be even a wedding song, has crashed.
所以这个情歌啊，有些人觉得应该是可能是婚礼的歌曲，就这样就是说的，就最后结局非常不好。
And so the point of Isaiah 5 is to draw you into that pain of unrequited, of unreciprocated love.
以赛亚第五章实际上叫我们能够感受到神对我们的爱的这种单相思的痛苦和这种没有回报的爱的痛苦。
The owner did everything good, but received, again, not just nothing, but he received bad.
葡萄园的主人做了所有他能做的，他不但没有任何收获，而收获的还是很错的东西，很差的东西。
But how can this be?
这是怎么发生的呢？
How can God's people be the recipient of everything good from God, but only give bad?
为什么神的子民得到了神所有的好处，但却把所有的坏处都给了神？
We're supposed to feel that pain of how could God's people do this?
我们应该感受到神的痛苦，为什么神的子民是这样的？
But we're also called to see this text as a mirror as well.
我们也能够把这段经文当作一个镜子，看看我们自己是什么样。
For if we're honest, we've all caused God this pain as well.
所有的人，不单是犹太人，所有的人都叫神
感到
痛苦。
In other words, we also are the subjects of this love song.
所以我们也就像这个情歌里面说的人那样。
I mean, think about your life, how many good things God has given you, but yet, if we're honest, there are times, seasons, in which we ignore God and we spurn God.
就想象看在我们的生活里面，多少次我们从神那里得到好处，可我们却拒绝神，我们却抛弃神。
What can be done?
那这什么事情会发生吗？
There is a tone of hopelessness in the text.
就在以赛亚第五章整个的后面就是一种绝望的一种口气。
Remember the question of verse 4. What more could be done for my vineyard than I have done for it?
你们记不记得第四节说，我为我葡萄园所做之外，还有什么可做的呢？
Similarly, what more could be done for us?
是类似的，神还能为我们再做什么呢？
God has already given us everything, but yet so often we spurn him.
神给了我们这么多好处，但我们却经常的去拒绝神。
Jesus quotes the book of Isaiah 8 times.
所以在新约里面，耶稣引用了以赛亚书8次。
He also alludes to it in a parable.
所以他也给了这样一个比喻。
Let me read you this parable from Matthew 21.
我们来看一下马太福音第21章33到36节的比喻。
Jesus says in verse 33, "Listen to another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard. He put a wall around it, dug a winepress in it, and built a watchtower. Then he rented the vineyard to some farmers and went away on a journey. When the harvest time approached, he sent his servants to the tenants to collect his fruit. The tenants seized the servants. They beat one, killed another, and stoned a third. Then he sent other servants to them, more than the first time, and the tenants treated them the same way."
马太福音第21章33到36节说，你们再听一个比喻，有个家主栽了一个葡萄园，周围围上篱笆，里面挖了一个压酒池，盖了一座楼，租给园户，就往外国去了。收果子的时候近了，就打发仆人到园户那里去收果子。园户拿住仆人，打了一个，杀了一个，用石头打死一个。主人又打发别的仆人去，比先前更多，园户还是照样待他们。
What else could the owner do?
那么这个园子的主人能做什么呢？
He prepared and provided for this vineyard.
他买下这个园子，也把这个园子整理得非常好。
He sent servant after servant after servant.
他不停地去叫他的仆人去收珠子。
What else could the owner do?
那么这个主人能干在还能再做什么呢？
He gave them everything.
他对这个租户，对这个果园已经做了所有他能做的。
Verse 37.
我们再看第37节。
Finally, he sent his son to them, saying, "They will respect my son," he said.
后来打发他的儿子到他们那里去，意思说他们必尊敬我的儿子。
You know, God sends himself.
所以神把他自己亲自的去到果园那里。
God gives his son.
神把他的儿子送到果园那里。
And how does humanity respond to Jesus?
那么这个园户是怎么对主耶稣基督神的儿子呢？
Do we respect him and rejoice in him and welcome? Ah, the son of God, welcome!
是不是这些园户尊敬神的儿子，跟神的儿子非常高兴看到他，然后也非常欢迎他呢？
Verse 38. But when the tenants saw the son, they said to each other, "This is the heir. Come, let's kill him and take his inheritance." So they took him and threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. Therefore, when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those tenants?
所以马太福音21章38到40节说，不料园户看见他儿子，就彼此说，这是承受产业的，来吧，我们杀他，占他的产业。他们就拿住他，推出葡萄园外杀了。园主来的时候，要怎样处理这些园户呢？
God has given us everything.
神已经把所有的都给了我们。
He gives us life and breath and everything else.
给了我们生命，给了我们呼吸，给了我们一切。
But so often we spurn him and ignore him.
但我们经常的拒绝他，我们把忽略他。
What else can God give?
那么神还能再给我们什么呢？
He gives us his son.
他把他的爱，独生爱子给了我们。
But again, we spurn him, ignore him, and ultimately kill him.
那我们还是又是拒绝了他，又是甚至杀了他。
What more could have been done for my vineyard than what I have done for it?
那么园子的主人或者神能够再做什么呢？
Our situation seems hopeless.
我们现在的处境看起来是毫无希望。
But the good news of the gospel is that what we intend for evil, God uses and intends for good.
但圣经告诉我们一个好消息，虽然我们的意念是向犯罪，但神叫我们归向善。
The worst crime in all of history.
所以杀死主耶稣基督是世界上最大的罪。
The sinless, perfect Son of God, who is completely innocent, being murdered on a Roman cross.
所以完全无罪，完全没有瑕疵的神的儿子却被钉死在罗马的十字架上。
becomes the best news for us.
但它变成了我们的好消息。
For in Jesus' death and resurrection, there's forgiveness.
因为主耶稣基督的死和他的复活。
Forgiveness for those upon whom God has lavished again and again and again His love.
我们就得到了神的宽恕，虽然我们以前总是拒绝神的各样好处。
And forgiveness for those who, despite the fact that God has lavished His again and again His love, have spurned and rejected Him.
所以对那些以前无数次受到神的好处，但还是拒绝遗弃神的人，我们都能够得到神的赦免。
Forgiveness that they would only repent and turn from their sin and find hope in Jesus.
如果我们能够在神面前认罪悔改，归向信我们的主耶稣基督，那我们就可以被神得到神的赦免。
God has given us everything.
神已经把他所有的都给了我们。
May nothing hold us back from Him.
也没有任何事情可以阻挡我们归向神。
Would you pray with me?
我们来一起祷告。
Indeed, Lord, you give us life and breath and everything else.
亲爱的天父，你给我们生命气息，给我们一切。
And even when we spurn you and ignore you, you continue to give.
即使我们拒绝你，即使我们抛弃你，你还是供给我们。
And when it seems like there's nothing else you could have given us, you give us yourself.
当你最后没有什么要给的时候，你把你亲自把你自己给了我们。
You give us yourself through your Son.
你通过你的独生爱子把你给我们。
But yet we as humans have even spurned and ignored and ultimately executed your Son.
但我们人类还是继续的拒绝你的儿子，甚至把你的儿子杀死。
But your grace is so strong and your power so magnificent that death could not hold you.
但你的恩典是这么的强，你的爱是这么的大，你叫我们能够还是继续归向你。
And we rejoice that Christ rose 3 days later.
叫我们能够在主死后复活之后能够得到你的赦免。
And we rejoice that there is forgiveness for those who turn from their sin and turn to Christ.
当我们能够归向神，离弃罪的时候，我们就有极大的喜乐。
So Father, help us not to be foolish, but help us to find hope, find forgiveness, and find life uniquely in Jesus.
神就求你除去我们身上的欲望，叫我们能够发现主，看到主耶稣，归向主耶稣，最后能得到你永恒的生命。
And having been then having been transformed by your grace, help us to be people who also give lavishly to others.
如果我们已经受了神的恩典，我们的生命产生改变，就把神的爱传给别人。
Lord, you indeed have given us everything.
神，你真是把一切都给了我们。
So help us by your grace, by your power, and by your Spirit to hold nothing back from you.
也求你叫我们靠你的恩典，靠你的力量，靠你的智慧，叫我们归向你。
Lord, apart from you, we can do nothing.
离开神，我们什么都不能做。
And so we ask that you would work in us to that end.
所以我们向神祷告，求你在我们身上做工。
For our good and for your glory.
叫我们得你的好处，叫你的名得荣耀。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's all please rise and sing.